The Arkansas Research and Technology Park has facilities serving as launch pads for new technology startups, as well as facilities for companies wanting to turn their research into business. It takes more, though, than just a building to bring a product to market. In the conclusion of our three-part series on the Research and Technology Park, Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis takes a look at some of the resources available to startups, as well as the development of the entrepreneurial environment in Northwest Arkansas.
For startup companies, the road to capitalizing on research and development of a product can contain obstacles like slow cash flow, or a prototype of a product could require further development before it makes it to market. In the Arkansas Research and Technology Park, companies start their R&D efforts in the Genesis Technology Incubator, and typically when they're ready for commercialization, the companies usually end up in the Enterprise Center. But for some companies, there's another step in between the two buildings. The Innovation Center is home to the University of Arkansas Technology Development Foundation, the nonprofit governing body that manages operations and development of the park. Phil Stafford is the executive director of the foundation.
Once a company has graduated from the incubator, they need to continue to elaborate on the technology that is under development so that they can optimize the designs.
Before Arkansas Power Electronics International expanded with a manufacturing line at the Enterprise Center, the company moved into the second floor of the Innovation Center, where they still have clean rooms for further refining products on which the company plans to commercialize. Having an R&D facility in a park such as the ARTP, Stafford says, is a more appealing option for young startups so that fiscal resources aren't stretched thin.
It's more efficient for early emerging technology companies to lease that space as opposed to be taking their precious capital and plowing it into building a facility. They're able to focus entirely on the development of their technologies, subject to a lease agreement with the foundation.
And preserving capital is key to maintaining a startup. No stranger to creating or managing startup ventures, Calvin Goforth says that staying in the black is crucial to a startup's survival.
Typically they fail when they run out of money, but you have to back up from there a little bit and say, well, why did they run out of money? Was it because they didn't plan things properly? Was it because they didn't have a realistic understanding of what it would take to bring the product to market? It's hard to identify much more specifically than that. There's just so many different reasons a company might fail.
Goforth is the CEO of Vic Technology Venture Development, a firm based in the Innovation Center that forms new technology companies around a piece of licensed intellectual property. Three of the four companies that I talked to, Blue and Green, Nanowatt Design, and SFC Fluidics, were in fact formed by Vic. Before a company can be formed, though, the intellectual property of a technology is found, either through relationships with other research universities, research magazines, online databases of patents available for license, or through the U of A itself.
We find something through the screening process that we think is worthy of attention, then we have a very systematic process comprising a review of the intellectual property, patentability, freedom to operate, primary market research, looking for the right partners that we go through to narrow down and identify, hey, this is a technology, the initial technology foundation for a new company that we're going to create with partners.
And Goforth also says that Vic has had substantial growth in its portfolio, which currently includes 12 tech companies. The formula has been so successful in Northwest Arkansas that the company has opened a branch office in Boston, but not every company that Vic has formed has been successful. He says that one such company was shut down after a company with a competing technology released a product to market that had better specs than the Vic-funded startup was achieving even in its lab tests.
All of our companies are risky. I mean, we accept that. What we do is a risky business. But if the reward is large in return, it can be a very exciting business opportunity as well. And so when we're looking at a technology and a business opportunity, we gauge the risk versus reward ratio. And as long as the reward is high enough, we'll take a very risky technology, understanding that it may not be successful. We can't predict the future with certainty, but we've done a pretty good job and had very very low failure rate so far.
While Vic starts companies with patents licensed from a variety of resources, it does end up with a lot of companies developing products based in research from the University of Arkansas. Until late 2012, that intellectual property was licensed through the University of Arkansas Technology Licensing Office. But in November, the office reorganized, spinning off the patent portfolio of the UA System Division of Agriculture from the portfolio formed from research done at the rest of the main campus in Fayetteville. Both entities have offices in the Innovation Center at the ARTP. UA Technology Ventures manages the Fayetteville campus's portfolio, and Jeff Amerine is the Director of Technology Licensing.
Many of the affiliates that are here are University of Arkansas intellectual property licensees. So companies like SFC Fluidics, companies like Nanomech, companies like APEI, you know, all at one time or another were licensees. Companies like Vic Technology Venture Development that does commercial incubation are licensees of the university. So our job is to be a good industrial liaison for those companies so that they can be competitive in the marketplace, and also so that the university can get a fair return, both in terms of royalties and patent reimbursement, and in terms of potential virtual equity holdings in the companies.
Amerine says that there's probably about $125 million worth of federally backed research being conducted at the U of A, and that aside from getting a return on investment for that research, bringing the university's intellectual property to the marketplace brings other benefits as well.
It does advance the state of knowledge across the wide spectrum of things, from nanotechnologies to pharma to electrical engineering to software to everything that you can imagine across the research enterprise. What you'd like to be able to do is figure out how to use some of that as a kernel for great business that can then provide high wage rate employment for graduates from the university. The last thing we really want to do is have the University of Arkansas be sort of a farm club for Texas or California or the East Coast.
That idea is something that echoed throughout the interviews conducted for this series. Sharmella Mounts, the Director of Business Operations for Arkansas Power Electronics International, says that when APEI still had three employees, there were serious doubts about the long-term viability of her, Alex Lotstetter, and Jared Hornberger being able to stay in Northwest Arkansas and keep a career in the technology development field.
Alex, Jared, and myself, when we were kind of getting towards the end of before we got our first project, you know, we started to say it might not work. You know, we really love the area. We love Northwest Arkansas. We wanted to stay in this area, but there's not a lot of technology based firms in Northwest Arkansas, and so that's why we had that passion to try to develop something here. And in actuality, we were about a week away from losing Alex to another company because, you know, we do have to work and survive and feed our families for sure.
She says that right before Lotstetter joined another firm, the company received its first Small Business Innovation Research Grant, a federal grant program that funds high-risk technologies that have potentially high payoffs in the long run. And looking in the longer run, Amerine says that development of the park and the R&D environment at the U of A has really changed the entrepreneurial climate, even in the past 5 years, stating that part of the transformation came about as a result of the financial downturn of the latter half of the last decade.
So those things all coming together in the 2006, 2007, 2008 timeframe put angel investors, early stage investors, in a frame of mind that investing in early stage local management teams might be better than trying to make money in real estate, and it might still be better than trying to put money in a volatile public market. So those things all kind of came together at the same time in a very supportive fashion. So some of it was timing, some of it was adversity, some of it was we had been patient over a 12-year process to see some of the seeds that had been planted with these various things begin to really take hold, and now they're taking hold.
Amerine noted that the success the area has seen in terms of entrepreneurial activity can be evidenced in articles such as the one written by Entrepreneurial Magazine, which listed Northwest Arkansas as one of 9 U.S. cities that you wouldn't think of as hubs for tech startups. But does that mean this quarter of the state will be the next Silicon Valley?
No, and nobody around here is going to call this Silicon anything, but we could very well be a worldwide center of excellence for all things retail, CPG, supply chain, food processing, and the associated technologies that support them, in addition to the beginnings of things like nanomaterials and power electronics and sustainable product development. So the future is bright. We've got this really interesting unfair competitive advantage in the large companies that have been built. Now it's time to have this sort of renaissance of where we reinvent what comes next. The university is right in the center of all that in every respect.
With technology, innovation, marketization, and jobs forming in the area, it seems interesting that the site of much of this development at the ARTP was, decades ago, home to a more traditional type of manufacturing operation. Before the land was acquired by the University of Arkansas and before the Engineering Research Center or Genesis Incubator were located there, the land was home to a manufacturing plant for the now-defunct Bear Brands Hosiery Company. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Timothy Dennis.